Local school leaders today got their chance to tell legislators how they are dealing with expected budget deficits for the next school year. The hearings followed the Parnell administration's presentation yesterday at the opening of the House Finance Committee's week-long series of meetings focusing on education. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
With a goal of getting lawmakers to increase local school funding through a jump in the base student allocation, a group made up largely of local school board members presented their case to the House Finance Committee. Teachers in the North Slope Borough have voluntarily taken a salary increase off the table this year, although Board of Education Clerk Mary Sage says it's difficult for the district to compete for new teachers. She said in recent years they've had as many as 50% of their teachers new, and some schools have had turnover rates of 100%.
Remember, we are recruiting teachers to live in the Arctic. When we left Barrow, it was 34 degrees below zero, and that does not include the wind chill factor. I have not had running water for over a week because the main water line is frozen, and there's 45 homes with frozen sewer lines.
Sage says it's hard to convince a teacher to go to the North Slope when California is offering equal pay and $6,000 signing bonuses. Eva Kinevac of Point Hope said currently the principal for the school in her community is in his second year. And that's the first time in 11 years anyone has stayed after the first year. She says the schools in her district are already having problems, and it's the kids that are seeing results of the budget shortages.
There are some things in the villages we can't do, and one of the things is alternative schools. In Barrow, we have an alternative schools, and they reach maybe 50 to 60 kids a year. But in the not only in our region, but throughout the state, I think of all the ones that we cannot reach. You know, there's a lot of kids out there that we are missing.
Kinevac says the North Slope's biggest hope was in a state program that provided mentors for new teachers. Unfortunately, she said the program's now been cut from 2 years to one. She said the other big goal is to get increased broadband networking for schools to teach specialty classes. Meanwhile, Kodiak Island School District's board president Melissa Borton said the $3.5 million deficit on the horizon for this year will mean a cutback in teachers and staff.
We're looking at a 40-position reduction in next year's budget. 32.5 of those would be certificated classroom staff. 6 of those would be classified, 2 administrative staff.
And Pete Hepfner said the Cordova School Board, of which he is president, is looking at about a $300,000 deficit, representing 6% of that district's budget. He said that reflects 2 years of flat state funding and the effects of 3% inflation.
Our supplies are cut, teacher travel cut, student travel cut, professional services cut, fuel cut, electricity cost cuts. We do not have a head maintenance position at this point in time. We are looking at a reduction of a teacher at the elementary school and a teacher at the junior senior high level.
The governor's opposed funding schools through any increase to the base student allocation. Although legislation increasing money for that formula is working its way through the legislature, the governor has said he prefers to meet special, distinct needs such as energy and transportation costs rather than increase the formula funding. The education focus continues next with a discussion with the president of the State Board of Education. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.